Blog Talk Radio.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, or diagnose. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones.
Welcome to another edition of the Coach Mike Jones Show podcast, episode 22 with myself and Sign Guy. He's better than baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing all right, Coach, with the most coming at me from coast to coast. You don't mean to brag, but you have to boast because your favorite all-time snack is pot roast.
It sure is. That's one of my favorite meals also, yes.
Now, do you ever have pot roast sandwich, Coach?
Yes, I love that. A little bit of cheese, a little bit of lettuce, some onions. Man, you're in.
See, I wasn't wrong.
So, do you got some show notes for the national scene?
I do. If people are looking for some professional wrestling tonight, Emerge back in Columbus, Indiana at the old HPW Arena, which is awkward, BPW in Owensboro, Kentucky, New Wave Pro in Terre Haute, Indiana for a free show, Envision Wrestling in Vincennes, Indiana, UWC in Bordertown, New Jersey, and Defy Wrestling right here in Seattle, Washington.
All right, yeah, that should be really good. And then you've been going to a lot of shows, Idaho Club or Wrestle Club in Idaho, Northwest Pro and others. Do you have any results from the shows you've been to lately?
Well, get this, Coach. Sit down in your chair because I don't want you to faint from a standing position. Let me know when you're sat.
I'm sitting down.
Okay. Old thumbs up, Lance Dean beat the ultimate guy, Dean Cooper, for the Washington State Heavyweight Idol.
Oh, yes, I seen Lance Dean with it, and I had no idea that he beat the Ultimate Guy. My God, that seems like an upset to me.
I think the Ultimate Guy was very upset, yes.
I'm sure he was. Yeah, SOS got a good thing going down there in Tacoma here, where, man, they got training for beginners, intermediate, advanced classes. Proud to say Wild Lyle, Real School Army, has been training down there. And the NGW champion, Viento, has been down there also.
Absolutely. SOS going very strongly. My understanding is they had their largest crowd since moving from Seattle to Tacoma last week at the most recent event.
Yeah, they had the big battle royal there. Also, let's see if we can find some results from that last show. Anyway, do you have any results, the rest of the results from Northwest Pro?
Well, J.D. Masson defeated J.B. Moonshine in an Appalachian street fight last week. J.D. Masson frog splashing poor J.B. through a table, but prior to that, now sit down and make sure you hold on tight for this, Coach. Not once,
okay,
but twice, J.B. Moonshine kissed old Morty Lipschitz right in the middle of the match. Once right on the mouth.
Oh my goodness. Write the newspapers. Jeez Louise.
No, my mother-in-law wasn't involved in it, Coach. But JB and Morty in some Appalachian states, I believe, are now legally married.
Wow. And then he's married to a woman also.
Yeah. I mean, who are we to judge? But still, yeah, he didn't like Morty interfering, and so he interfered in a totally different type of way to get back at Morty. Morty was Morty-fied.
Wow. Man, that must be history. I've never heard of someone having, of course, more than one wife. Never heard of someone having more than one husband, but now you got a husband and a wife.
You're not familiar with the Mormon religion?
Yeah, but I didn't know they mixed it up like that.
Well, I think so.
Okay, well, I did find that the results for SOS from November 12th in Tacoma, the Academy defeated the CAT via disqualification. Kikyo defeated Octavia 8. Kisi Rasselhoff defeated Evan Rivers. Sonico defeated Taryn from accounting. Steve Miggs defeated Malcolm Flex. Man, that must have been a tough battle. And Miggs' number one fan won the Battle Royal Island Rumble. And then in the tag team main event, Reloaded defeated Carl Randers and Ethan HD. Man, that must have been a good one.
I would think so. Ethan HD and Carl Randers also representing the Academy.
Okay, yeah. And then the next SOS show, Snow on the Beach, it's called, is going to be December 9th. So that looks like to be a good one, too. They got B-Boys coming into town there at the Edison Square in Tacoma.
Been a little while since B-Boys been in the area.
Yeah. And then how about the Idaho Wrestle Club show? How'd that go?
That was a few weeks ago. It was very well. They ran a show last week. I wasn't there. I had duties at Northwest Pro, but Wrestle Club doing very well in the last few shows of the year. Attendance is up. They got a lot of new faces there. They're doing very well right now. And I don't know if you saw it, Coach, but Wrestle Club is invading Utah. Several members of the Wrestle Club roster making their way down to SWF in Salt Lake City in February.
Okay, awesome. And then I see that Northwest Pro's next show's next Saturday, December 3rd, at Key Peninsula Center again in Vaughan, Washington. Are you going to that one?
I will be there. My understanding is that Balaam Lynx is returning to try to gain some revenge against J.D. Masson for the last time he was in Northwest Pro, and he was split wide open in a brutal steel cage match. He's looking to avenge that with Mr. Masson. I will be there, and also earlier in the day, I will be leading a seminar for RWA over in Aberdeen, Washington, home of Daniel Bryan, or Bryan Danielson, whichever you prefer.
Okay, and then they're debuting in Aberdeen.
They are not debuting per se. That is where they train. They train in Aberdeen, run shows in Ocean Shores, but I'll be running a seminar prior to their normal training session, and then I got a beeline over to Vaughn for that Northwest Pro show. I got to keep an eye on Morty and JB and make sure things don't go any farther between the two of them. At least not in front of the people.
I do have some information on that show. They're going to have the newly crowned champion, Lance Dean, for the Washington State Championship. And also the new U.S. champion, Lumberzack, will be there. And J.B. Moonshine and J.D. Mason in the main event to defend his title against a man he's faced many times. And they've traveled all over the United States, so that should be good.
Absolutely, yeah. Lumberzack winning the United States title. That title is vacated by the injured Nick Lass. Nick Lass won the title a couple of months ago, but then sustained a few serious injuries, had to have surgery. He's going to be out for several months. So, thusly, Lumberzack versus Ike Wambro was for the United States title at this most recent show, and Lumberzack won it.
Okay, yes, and then 5CC just recently had a show. Are you familiar with that show?
I didn't get results. I was on the other end of the state at the time, but I believe this was 5CC's maybe second show since they relaunched up in Bellingham.
Okay, yeah, I see they had Max Burnside and Caden Cassidy wrestled on that one. It looks like he's still the champ up there.
Yes, Caden Cassidy retained against Max Burnside. Now, Coach, did you know that I officiated Max Burnside's very first ever professional match?
Yes, you've told me before. That is impressive. And you got a long list of people that made their debut with you as a ref.
Yes, Max's regular partner, Jaden, I officiated his first match. Rebel Kell. There's a couple of kids out of the Salt Lake City area trained by Balaam Lynx. I did their first match for Northwest Pro. Quite a few people. I believe, and I may be mistaken on this, Coach, if you have information, let me know. I may have officiated Hoodfoot Mo Atlas's first match. I know I teamed with him the next night. I believe he says that was his second match. So if his first match was the night before, then I officiated Mo's first match.
Okay, right on. And then also CPW returned with their theatrical wrestling. That was in Arlington, and you was involved in that show, right?
I was. I officiated J.B. Moonshine versus the Ultimate Guy, Dean Cooper. What a bloodbath that was.
Damn. And then do you know when their next show is going to be?
January the 14th in Arlington. They are returning to the same venue. I believe it will also be theatrical wrestling. We won't have a ring set up, but there are amateur mats there, and it will be a professional style of wrestling done theatrically.
Okay, and then do you have any more information on any local stuff? I hear BCW is going to be on hold for a while in Portland there.
BCW has been on hold for a couple of months. They lost their venue because someone leased that building and is redesigning it. They are still looking for a venue that will support a weekly show, which is a difficult ask at the moment. But once they get a venue locked in, they will be back, hopefully fairly soon. I can tell you that Old Mance Warner is coming to Seattle tonight. He'll be at Defy, the master of the pop-up headbutt.
Yeah, and I talked to Kevin Sullivan. He said he'll be back. He didn't say when. So that sounds good, too.
He'll be back at Defy?
Yeah, he didn't say when or where. He debuted for Defy in Portland earlier. So at least he got in, so I'm glad to hear that.
Exactly.
And Meredith, keep going.
I was just going to say it was good to see him debut for a new company here in the general area. You know, Kevin Sullivan, until I believe around 5-ish years ago, had never wrestled in the state of Oregon.
Yes, exactly. You and I was instrumental in helping that happen, and it was a success, definitely.
It was. He wrestled a couple of times there for BCW to get the ball rolling.
And he had a huge seminar, too. Looked like about over 30 people.
There were a lot of people there.
Yeah, and it was nice to see. They showed some footage of it, and a lot of people were taking notes, and that was nice to see. Okay, so, man, there's some big stuff going on in sports here in the Northwest. The Seattle Dragons are coming back. They'll be starting. Their first games will be in February. They're now going to be called the Seattle Sea Dragons. They still have a former NFL coach with Jim Haslett. I'm excited to see that. And I'm looking to be another season ticket holder.
Now, is it going to be like the letter C-Dragons, or are they going to use it S-E-A space Dragons?
That's exactly how it's going to go, S-E-A space Dragons, yes.
I could have seen either way.
That's another team, the Space Dragons. My goodness, you just invented something. Sweet.
Oh, wow.
That'll be my team.
Hopefully Dwayne Johnson throws me a few dollars if he uses it.
Yeah. Might have to use that when we go intergalactic. That'll be nice. Then also, of course, you got the World Cup happening. Right now you got Argentina and Mexico locked up in a draw at 0-0 in the 55th minute. There's been some good games. I love to see South Korea got a tie against Uruguay in their debut match, 0-0, and America pulled up sort of an upset by tying England 0-0. That was the first shutout in World Cup soccer for America since 1950.
How did you catch Michael Cole bearing England last night on his commentary?
Oh, no, but that sounds like fun. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, he specifically said in the SmackDown World Cup, we wouldn't see a draw unlike today's game in England. Although, you know, to be fair, they could have had a draw. Ricochet and his opponent could have easily went to a time limit draw, or they could have been double disqualified, double counted out. So Michael Cole could have been proven wrong last night. He was lucky.
Definitely. And then you got Apple Cup weekend. The Huskies are facing the Cougars. That's always a brawl. And, of course, I'm going for the Huskies, and my prediction is 40-27 Huskies. What about you?
I'll say 15-9 Huskies.
Okay, then also down south in Oregon, you got the Civil War game with Oregon is at Oregon State. That should be a brawl, too. They're both top contenders in the Pac-12 there, and I'm going for Oregon in that one, and I think it's going to be a close one within 3 points.
I'll say 78-70 Oregon.
Wow, I think that would be a world record.
Maybe.
Like, and then the Kraken, they won their game last night 4-2 against the Las Vegas. That was nice to see. The Kraken's been doing good. They're like in the top in the West in hockey.
Definitely better than last year, huh?
Exactly. And then the Mariners, we haven't done baseball in a long time. The Mariners was 90-72 for the second season in a row. We actually made the playoffs this year, but Jerry DePoto, his record of making the playoffs, he's made the playoffs 2 times as a general manager. California Angels, he got swept 4-0 then, and then, of course, Houston swept the Seattle Mariners 3-0 in the wild card with a heartbreaking loss we had at home there to end that wild card series. An 18-inning, 1-0 shutout. You never see that. That was heartbreaking.
It went a long time.
Yes. And then the Cincinnati Reds, my goodness, they had a disappointing year, but they got a lot of prospects this from last year going into next year. They finally got rid of Kyle Farmer also to the Minnesota Twins. I'm looking for big things for the Reds this year.
Hopefully so. Hopefully they don't just in mid-February trade all the prospects for guys out of high school. We'll see what the ownership does. It was a very, very, very rough start, but that's why baseball is a marathon, not a sprint. They ended up okay-ish towards the end. It wasn't pretty, but they were better than a lot of people feared.
Exactly, because in the middle of the season, they sort of came on strong, and for at least a month, maybe two, they were the top, one of the top teams in the league in the summer, so they started getting it going again. And one of their big questions is if Stevenson's going to be back at catcher after being injury-prone big time. Looks to me like he needs to find another position.
It very well could be. That's a common thing amongst catchers. Also, the annual question on if Joey Votto will be back. It's an annual thing you go through if you're a Reds fan for the last, 5 to 6 years.
And I'm hoping he stays. What about you?
Hopefully he does. He's an extremely popular player. He's very, very well-liked within the community in Cincinnati. Does a lot of charitable work there. So hopefully he finishes his season there. He's always been a Red. And the Reds have a history of guys that have played their whole careers with them. See Johnny Bench and Barry Larkin as examples.
Exactly. Yeah, I'd sure love to see him finish it out there. Other Mariners news, Julio Rodriguez captured the AL Rookie of the Year, and he had an impressive year with 25 home runs and 25 stolen bases, and we're looking for big things for him in 23.
Hopefully he stays away from injuries.
Yeah, and then the Mariners already with one big addition. We got what's his name here? Teoscar Hernandez from the Blue Jays. We gave up Eric Swanson and number 8 prospect Adam Macko for him. That seems like a really good trade, and I'm really excited that we're upgrading our outfield, especially since Jesse Winker was pretty much a disappointment last year.
We'll see if it works out. Sometimes people get to Seattle, and then they just tank. We'll see if he holds on strong.
Exactly. Then they go back to somewhere else and become all-stars again. We've seen it so many times.
It's sort of a trend within the Mariners organization.
Exactly. And then in Seattle also, tomorrow we'll be hosting the Oakland Raiders. I still call them the Oakland Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders are coming to Seattle. Seattle's 3.5-point favorites in that one. And I'm looking for Seattle to win this one.
Now, Coach, have you been to that stadium there in Las Vegas?
No, I haven't, but I have been by it. It's a beautiful billion-dollar stadium, yes.
Very nice stadium. I went there for SummerSlam. They're a card-only stadium, no cash accepted, within, first match of SummerSlam, their credit card system completely crashed. They were having to give away food and water. Gave it all away.
Oh, goodness, I know. I know, I've seen that at the Mariners before and at the Dragons. Yes, what a catastrophe. I really hate that card-only system, my goodness.
I mean, I understand it in the age where living in right now, but at the same time, you have to figure they probably lost easily 6 figures worth of revenue off of all that food.
Yes, and then another good thing for the Seahawks, we're in first place in the NFC West with the 6-4 record, and I'm sure nobody figured that to be 10 games in, looking to face the Raiders at home there. We're looking pretty good.
Now, do you think they'll ever cross over with this new American football team, the Sea Dragons, and maybe do an exhibition?
That would be fun. I would imagine the Seahawks would stomp them 70-0. But it's nice to see Geno Smith out there. He's one of the top quarterbacks in the league this year, while Russell Wilson's over in Denver really struggling. Let's see, Geno Smith, 17 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions. He's got a 108 rating. And, he's got, like, the top completion percentage at 72.8. He also has a 4.8 rushing average with 1 touchdown rushing. But I'm excited to see him this year still, too.
Imagine if slowed down a little bit and he wasn't rushing so much. Rushing is when people make mistakes.
Exactly. And then Kenneth Walker, our new rookie, he's really kicking butt with a 4.9 average and 7 touchdowns. He's one of the top rookies of this year, so he's exciting to watch. All right, do you have any more national wrestling news? Because we know that MJF just won the AWF World Championship. Do you have any more information
AEW.
AEW. What did I say?
AWF. AWE. You were thinking of the old promotion that had the round system where Tito Santana was the world champion.
Oh, that's right. So All Elite Wrestling, AEW, yes. Do you have any more information on them?
They'll be in town on the 4th of January, making their Seattle debut, and then Rampage on that Saturday, the 6th of January, making their Portland debut.
Okay, and Wild Lyle's scheduled to go to that one in Seattle, so I imagine you'll be there too.
I probably won't be in Seattle. I was looking at tickets, didn't get tickets in time. There were scattered seats for well over $200, but just a few scattered. Might make it to Portland. We'll see what happens. Now, do we know who Wild Wild is going to be fighting there at AEW?
Maybe the Ultimate Guy. Who knows? Because, you know, they've been training a little bit together, and I'm pretty sure they'd be a really great match.
Possibly, and the Ultimate Guy, of course, has had many matches there at AEW, usually on Dark and Elevation.
Exactly. And then along with Aubrey Edwards, the referee, she's local also.
She is local. She'll be able to drive to work from her house.
Sweet. And then, my goodness, the Seattle show is 4 o'clock on a Wednesday, so that definitely means I wouldn't be going unless I took a day off from work, which I don't do that for wrestling events.
But what if they tried to book you?
Well, then I guess it would be different. Yes, I would do.
Okay. Maybe they're going to book you and have you wrestle against QT Marshall or something. I don't know.
Shit, I would love that. All right, what else do you got coming up?
Well, the Sign of the Times episode 557 should be up fairly soon. It was recorded at an undisclosed location earlier. Chicken Bob was there. He can verify it. And then, like I said, next week I will be running a seminar for the people at Rogue Wrestling Attractions at their training facility in Aberdeen, and then beelining to Northwest Pro and Vaughan, Washington.
All right, yes, and I'm hoping to have Lewis Rock back on for his part 2 of his story about him and Roddy Piper next week is the tentative date. Also looking to have the Northwest Nightmare on. He just went up to Canada and won a tournament. Was really impressive for thrash wrestling, so I'm really looking forward to talking to him also. And, of course, we might have Zane Paisley on one of these times soon.
Well, that'd be huge. Now, have you ever been ring announced by Zane Paisley?
No, I haven't. That sounds like fun.
It really is. I was a time or two myself.
Okay, cool. Do you have any Zane Paisley stories?
I got a bunch of Zane Paisley stories. Now, one time, Zane Paisley and I, we were on the Undisputed Wrestling show together, of course. We were co-hosts for a while, and Raven came on. He says, "You got any info on Raven?" I said, "He owes me $40. And he said, okay. We did the Raven interview, and then Zane says, "You didn't bring up that $40 story." I said, "I didn't want to, like, call him out on the air, but he owes me $40. He says, "He legitimately owes you $40? I said, "Yes." I explained it to him, and he says, "I didn't think he really owed you the money. I thought you were just doing it as a rib." I said, "No, he owes me $40. Yeah, he never did pay me, Coach, so if you see Raven, get my $40 back.
He probably, knowing him, he forgot, huh?
That was the claim like five times in the span of about 30 minutes.
Okay, yeah. All right, well, so yeah, thanks for coming on, Sign. How do people contact you?
Well, they can get on the Book of Faces. They can still tweet at me because I think Twitter hasn't vanished yet. Or they could shoot me an email, signguyswrestlingshow@hushmail.com. There's many ways. But, Coach, you haven't discussed there in Portland how the Purdue Boilermakers won their tournament game last night.
I missed it. Let us know.
You missed it. Fez Almighty, Coach. Yeah, Purdue, they were playing last night. They already beat West Virginia on Thursday. And then last night, of course, they were playing. They won their game. They looked really shaky last night in the first 8 minutes or so, but then Zach Edey, he took over the game, and he sort of dominated there against Gonzaga, and Purdue ended up blowing out Gonzaga in the last few minutes of the game, much to the chagrin of Mark Few.
Wow, my goodness. And then you didn't tell people what tournament that was because, for one, Gonzaga doesn't have a football team, so obviously that was basketball, and most people who know Mark Few is the coach of Gonzaga. So, yes.
Yeah, he sure is there. Yeah, they weren't playing football. They were playing basketball. It was, of course, the tournament they have there going in Portland. It's a multi-facility, multi-day tournament, and I don't know if there's an official name for the thing, but you know how sponsors are and all that. But they were playing in a tournament there in Portland, and the championship of that tournament is tomorrow, Purdue versus Duke, 12:30 Pacific time there in Portland. I believe they're playing in the Moda Center last night. It's the Phil Knight Bracket. I don't think it's officially called the Phil Knight Tournament, but it is the Phil Knight Bracket of that tournament that they're in. And Phil Knight, of course, one of the founding members of Nike. And we can confirm that there are runner-up games tomorrow as well. So they play their tournament to where, like, all eight teams are seeded at the end. Championship game first, and then you have the third runner-up, fourth runner-up, so forth and so on. Championship game will be on ABC television, and then the rest of the games on ESPN.
Okay, yeah, and I'm excited. Speaking of Portland, the Portland Trailblazers, their second-year coach, Chauncey Billups, they're looking good this year. We won last night. We beat the New York Knicks in a shootout, 132-129. So that was exciting to see, and I'm really looking for big things for the Portland Trailblazers this year. Look like they have a great team, great chemistry. I love Josh Hart, all of them. Man, it's really a great team and fun to watch. So looking forward to that.
Now, were you more of a fan of Chauncey Billups when he played for the Lakers, or more of a fan of Chauncey Billups when he was younger and played for the Timberwolves?
No, I'd rather see him for the Detroit Pistons, right?
Oh, okay. Yeah, he played for them too.
Yeah, exactly. That's where he got his championship.
Yeah, the Timberwolves have yet to win a championship, if I recall correctly.
Okay, yeah, and then it doesn't look like they're going to be doing it this year either, but God only knows.
You never can tell. That's why they play the games.
Exactly. All right. Yes, so you guys can check me out next week at noon Pacific. Hopefully we're going to confirm Lewis Rock will be back on. And then you guys can check me out at Coach Mike Jones, the coach with the most. Coach Mike Jones on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter. Don't forget to check out the Real School Army and the NGW Green Room for hundreds of interviews from celebrities all over the world. And also my number one sponsor, A-Plus Payless Handyman Services. No job too big or small. 10% cheaper than any written estimate and 15% cheaper for militaries or seniors. Sun Guy, do you have anything else you'd like to plug or promote?
Don't forget you can find Chicken Bob on all his social medias, the Twitters, the Gram, the Book of Faces, all of those. Chicken Bob, very active for chicken.
He is. And then how about the number one blog talk wrestling show, Turnbuckle Turmoil? Do you have the schedule on you?
I can pull that up really quick, but I know tomorrow we wrap up Hall of Fame month with Princess Victoria. She, of course, in the Turnbuckle Turmoil Hall of Fame, she was in the class of, I believe, 19. I believe we inducted her in 2019. Princess Victoria, of course, former WWE Women's Tag Team Champion in the 80s with Velvet McIntyre. She got her start up here in the Portland territory, trained by the late, great Sandy Barr. She's been on multiple times. Great guest. She's even occasionally popped up on some local independent shows over the last few years, Coach.
Nice. Awesome. Yes, I'm looking forward to that one. My goodness. And then what about
and
the upcoming...
Course, next Friday, we have Preston Churchill. He is a wrestler out of the Midwest area via England, who apparently tied in the World Cup, much to the chagrin of Michael Cole, who then buried them for no real reason at all.
Nice. Okay, and then what about after that?
Well, coming up on the Sundays in the month, we have Yule Month. Yule Month coming from the mind of Stompin' Steve. You know Stompin' Steve, Coach. Stompin' Steve coming up with Yule Month. We have Logan Frost. We have Jason Maples, who works not only in the wrestling business, but in the Christmas business. And then to wrap up Yule Month, Santa Claus. Santa Claus will be joining us.
Straight from the North Pole.
Yes.
So maybe I get to say hi to Mrs. Santa Claus.
Perhaps. Perhaps so. Maybe you could tell him what you want for Christmas, like a brand new gold-plated whistle or something.
Yeah. I don't want to tell him I see this movie, Santa Comes. That was a good one.
Well, I mean, maybe that'll come up during the course of the interview. Who are we to say?
Exactly. All right. Any other notable guests this year?
I don't have my date book handy on me, but we do have some great guests coming in on the Fridays for sure. We have that all booked up. Big things in the works for 2023. We will let you know when all of the ink is dry. But, Coach, how excited are you for Princess Victoria tomorrow?
Man, I'm ecstatic. I can't wait to talk to her. What a legend. Yes.
You'll have to wait a few hours, Coach, because we're still like 24 hours and 20 minutes away from it.
Okay, I'll get plenty of rest, so I'm nice and sharp as a pin. I'll do my homework, watch your videos. Hell yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, she's been all over television recently, too. Of course, she was on Vice TV's Dark Side of the Ring program when they had the subject of Fabulous Moolah. Princess Victoria, very outspoken on that matter, so she's been on the national television spotlight just in the last couple of years.
Awesome. Yeah, I pretty much seen most of the Vice episodes of, but I'm looking forward to watching some more of them and seeing the one about the Northwest. Have you seen that one?
Tales of the Territory. I haven't seen the Northwest one. That's on the list of things to do.
Okay. Yes, me too. Did you ever get the chance to watch the BAW DVD?
I did. It's in a pile of things to bring back to Coach.
And then, when's the last time we talked to our buddy QT?
I haven't talked to him for a little bit, been a few days. The last I heard, he's getting better. His A1C was down a bit, so that's a positive thing. Hopefully he'll be backing around soon.
So we definitely need to schedule that lunch with him one of these days soon.
Yes. Hopefully his wallet's not in his other pants.
I know, because you might have to pay for it all.
It's possible.
Not if I'm there.
He'll say, oh, my wallet's with my whistle in my other pants.
I know. All right, guys. Thanks a lot, everyone, for joining us and for all your love and hope and feedback and everything that you guys do for us. We love your support. We appreciate it so much. Anything else, fine guys?
Make sure next week you ask Lewis Rock if he is cousins with the.
The?
Yeah, The Rock.
Oh, that's true. Yes, I will ask him. All right. All right, everyone. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you back next week at noon Pacific. Thanks a lot.
That's right, everybody. You know who it is. Coach Mike Jones on the coach with the most. Coming at you hard from coast to coast. I don't want to boast, but now I got to roast you in my social media posts. You double dose, undiagnosed. You feeling tired, life inspired, now you're a ghost. I'll be your host, so won't you raise a toast to the coach with the most, Coach Mike Jones. Coach Mike Jones. Now scream!